I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is Steve Wickham. And Steve is going to talk about Rapp Road and Costco. So you're quite an activist with this whole situation. Can you give us a little background on exactly what has transpired up until now?
Sure. So I'm the chair of the steering committee for the Gilliland Coalition for Responsible Growth. And currently there are two sets of lawsuits over the proposed development by Pyramid on Rapp Road, Western Avenue, and the Mall Ring Road. And the town of Gilderland Planning Board completed the seeker process at the end of August, and two residents and a gas station owner together filed suit over the process of the seeker process at the end of September. And there was a ruling on that just a few weeks ago by Judge Peter Lynch in the Supreme Court. He wrote a 77-page, very scathing judgment about how the process was, and they basically just excoriated them, in terms of they did and what they missed and didn't do, and tossed everything out. So Pyramid and the town of Gilderland have decided to appeal that ruling to the appellate court. And Pyramid filed on last Friday, December 11th, and the town of Gilderland, in a 4-1 vote by the town board, decided to join them and filed their appeal on this past Monday, December 14th. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Steve. Exactly, for our listeners, what was the suit about? What was the suit with Costco and Rapp Road? What did Costco want to do?
So Pyramid, who owns Crossgates Mall, they want to build, they have three sites that they propose to build developments on: Rapp Road, Western Avenue, and the Mall Ring Road, near the corner where the Capital City Diner is. So Pyramid wants to build on site one, which is on Rapp Road, just south of the Rapp Road Historic District. They want to build an apartment complex with five-story buildings and townhouses on a currently wooded lot. It used to be a pig farm, but it's reverted back to natural habitat. And then on another site, they want to build a Costco, which would be at the corner of Rapp Road, Western Avenue, and the Mall Ring Road. And then there's a third site between where the Costco is proposed and the current hotel that could be developed for additional property, additional apartments, commercial property, as well as retail property. So Basically that entire area would be developed. It's actually almost the same amount of acreage as the original Crossgates Mall.
Wow. Yeah. So the judge threw it out, right?
Yeah, the judge threw it out, said basically, he made their decision at the end of August null and void, which would mean that if they want to go forward, they would have to either win their appeal, So they did submit an appeal, or they would have to start over and do things right this time. So, you know, now we're in kind of a waiting game in terms of, you know, when the appellate division will actually even take a look at this case, whether or not they'll even look at it. You know, no decision. It, basically, the paperwork for the appeals have just been filed. So that's where we are with that. Save the Pine Bush has also filed. Just prior to the Supreme Court decision on the seeker process, the Gilliland Planning Board approved the site plans for the apartment development on Rapp Road. So, and they did that at the end of October, and Save the Pine Bush. This is the piece of property that's the closest to the Pine Bush Preserve, and mm-hmm. is probably very ecologically sensitive. It's the contention of our group and Save the Pine Bush that Pyramid did not adequately study this area to decide whether or not, you know, what kind of environmental impact it would have. And so Save the Pine Bush filed their own lawsuit with the help of Pace University Legal Clinic to preserve their rights should Pyramid win their appeal. So there's actually, if the first lawsuit is not upheld, there's a second one in waiting to look at things from a even more in-depth environmental point of view.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what's in store now?
Right now, it's just waiting to see if we'll do. Okay. You know, which, you know, nobody really knows how this would to go, but you know, we're hoping for the best and preparing for the worst. Let's put it that way.
Okay, so as of right now, it's a victory for who?
Right now, it's a victory for the residents of Gilderland and the environment, because. Okay. Yeah, Judge Lynch wrote a very detailed 77-page judgment and point by point broke down exactly what the town of Gilliland and Pyramid did not do correctly during the seeker process. And hopefully the rule of law will be upheld. And basically, Pyramid and the town of Gilderland are arguing that they don't have, it's up to their discretion of their board what laws are followed and which ones are not. And,
okay.
And that's just not accurate, in our opinion, at least.
So what you're saying, this is a process that's going to go on for some time, right?
Yes. Anybody who thought they would be shopping at Costco for Christmas this year, that's not going to happen, obviously.
So as these issues evolve, I hope to talk to you again and enlighten everybody on what's going on. So I'm Cynthia Pooler, and you've been listening to Steve Wickham. Thank you.
Thank you.